Moms, you have a part to play too. I very often
remember. Welcome. You're listening to God in the Raw Ministries. It's time to power up your week. Stay tuned for a powerful message from Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart. Be blessed.
The Feast of Tabernacles symbolizes the restoration process, which will start with the return of Yeshua. The Feast of Tabernacles carries a symbolism. It symbolizes restoration. After the harvest is being reaped, the fields are empty, fruitless. Foodless. So in this process, we should not be afraid to bring in. It's a time of emptying out, pulling out, so that God can fertilize your fields again. So that your fields will be plowed again. So that the rain will fall again. And your seeds, somebody shout new seeds. Lord God, a failure. Seed will begin to sprout again. Trees will begin to blossom again. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, it's okay if you're feeling emptied out right now. Turn to a neighbor and say, neighbor, don't worry about me. My fields are being plowed. My kondorobo sande de diasa. Mandorobo sende de piasandobosi. Oh, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. I said, I wish somebody would praise God. I wish somebody would praise God. Senior Pastor, Prophetess Dr. Charmaine Gail Peart, believe, it's my theory, I believe that Yeshua will return in the Feast of Tabernacles. I said, I believe it. The Bible says, no man know the day nor the hour when he will appear. He didn't say, no man know the season. When we get there, you're going to come tap me on my shoulder and say, Senior Pastor, you were right. Amen. I said, I believe that the return of Yeshua will be held in the Feast of Tabernacles. I tell you why. It's the only feast day that carries 8 days. Eight is new beginning. It's the only feast day that deals with bringing in a harvest. Repeat after me. We are the vineyard of the Lord. He will reap his vineyard in harvest time. Now that's my theory, and my hypothesis will not be proven until the time appointed. Don't knock it. Wait. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. No wonder the Lord God Yahweh says, 3 times a year, all male must come to 3 particular feasts. Passover, Pentecost, and Tabernacle. Because you are called to be a head and not a tail. You are called to progress. You are called to great success. You are a statue of the Lord. You are created to create. Hello? Hello? And if you are going to create, the Lord God need to pass over you. The Lord God need to set a sign at your dwelling place. Can't touch that. You see, you don't understand. Every time that there is an assignment to take you out, when the enemy show up, he see the blood. The Lord said, not that one. You've got to get permission to touch that one. Lord God, if you're a man in the house, stand upon your feet. And repeat after me, the Lord God of our Father Yahweh has passed over me and make me a conqueror. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rise against me, I've got the power to condemn. I will eat of the heritage of Jacob, my father. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Now sit down. I've got news for you. If you don't have it, you are supposed to have it. If you are broke, you're not supposed to be broke. Tell the Lord, you call me, you summon me, reach for the shofar and sound an alarm. When God call it for his people, he sound the trumpet. Can anybody see the cloud in the house now? Can anybody see the cloud in the house?
He done showed up and came
on. Can anybody see the cloud in the house? You're supposed to have it. You are supposed to have it. You are supposed to have it. You are supposed to conquer it. You are supposed to have dominion over it. And when I say it, it's it, anything that it is. Anything that it is, it. Or anything that it is, it, it is. Somebody shall conquer. You're not an ordinary person. You are God selected.
Yes.
You are God's chosen.
Tell us. Come on, woman.
You are God representative.
Come on.
You are an ambassador of the kingdom of Yahweh. You ever seen a broke ambassador? You ever seen an ambassador and he's not well put together? He represents a great nation. Nehemiah 8. And I'm reading from the verse 1. And all the people gathered themselves together as one man into the street that was before the water gate. And they spake unto Ezra the scribe to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded to Israel. When things are not working right in your life, call for the laws of God and find out what has happened. Where have I missed it? Because things are not to be like this in my life. If it is like this in my life, something is wrong. And God, if I wrong you, I want to make it right. Somebody said, call for the laws of God. And Ezra the priest brought the law before the congregation. Both men and women and all that could hear with understanding upon the first day of the seventh month. Somebody shout, Feast of Tabernacles. Which tell me that maybe not everybody's going to understand. Only those that have understanding that will understand. Lord God, now pause right there and let us pray. Repeat after me, Lord God and our Father Yahweh. In Yeshua's name, we come before you. Give me access to understand your word. Give me an ear to hear. Give me wisdom to interpret what you are saying in this season. In Yeshua's name. Amen. And he read therein before the street that was before the river gate, the water gate, sorry, from the morning until midday. All other laws. Before the men and the women and those that could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive unto the book of the law. Now tell your neighbor, don't you dare distract me right now. And Ezra the scribe stood up on a pulpit. My God, stood upon a pulpit of wood, which they had made for the purpose. My God, and beside him stood some armor bearers. I'm not even going to call their names. It's right there. All right? My attires, and the list goes on and on and on and on and on and on. A whole lot of armor bearers. And Ezra, verse 5, opened the book in the sight of all the people. For he was above the people. He stood on the pulpit. And when he opened it, all the people stood up. From what time to what time? From morning until midday. Now nudge your neighbor and say, stop playing church. And sometimes we act like we love God. When there is an order to stand, there's an order to stand. Have you ever attended a graduation for a Marine or a soldier? Let me tell you something. In the boiling sun stood hundreds. And sometimes, stand up, Brother Webb. Sometimes I see one of them faint. And the other soldier, hold him up. Amen. Put him to stand upright. And he stand up and he fainted again. But the other soldier, bear them up. It's an order to stand up under all circumstance. When you follow the order, this is what happens. And Ezra bless the Lord, the great God, and all the people answered. 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 With what? We're going to try it again. And all the people say, amen. And they bow their heads and worship the Lord with their faces to the ground. I want to hear some worship sound, some war sound. And I want you to hang your head and look down on the ground. And if you're not too proud to get down, there's a call to worship in this season. I said there's a call to worship in this season. There's a call. There's a call. There's a call. There's a call. Oh, there's a call to bow down and worship our God. For the Lord God omnipotent reign. There is no God like Yahweh. We call you by your most holy name, El Elyon. We worship your sovereignty.
We lift up your holy name. We lift up your holy name. For thou art a holy God. Thou art a righteous God. Thou art a deserving God. Thank you, God. Verse 7. Also, Jeshua and Bani and Sherebia and all these other folks, the Levites, they caused the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read in the book, in the law of God, distinctively, and gave the sense and caused them to understand the reading. And Nehemiah, which is the tertial and Ezra the priest and the scribe and the Levites that taught the people said unto all the people, this day is holy unto the Lord your God. Mourn not. Mourn not. We don't mourn in the Feast of Tabernacles. We don't get depressed in this season, no matter what comes. Listen to this. No mourning, mourn not, nor weep. For all the people wept when they heard the word of the law. Some of us only weep when we hear a good hymn. Some of us only weep when the music is ripe. But how about when the word of God struck your heart? Will you give your ear an audience so that the word of God can penetrate your heart? And the people, when they heard the word of the laws of God, the people began to weep. When they heard the word of the law, but listen, get me to the next verse. Verse 10. I lost my engineer. Then he said unto them, go your way, eat the fat. Eat the fat. And do what? I'm not even looking. And do what? And drink the sweet. Nudge your neighbor and say, it's a fat season. Put on some weight. Come on. Tell somebody it's a sweet season. Eat your honey. And dip some apples in it. Come on. Tell somebody your year will be sweet. And your year will be fat. Oh, so stop the crying. Dry up your tear. And I know you didn't do right by God. Mandololobosa. I know you're not deserving of the season. But stop the crying. It is time to rejoice. Listen. And send portion unto them of whom nothing is prepared. Share the blessing. Send a portion to the poor, the fatherless, the widow. Makonda Rabasandi Yosa. Those that couldn't make it and had no idea that they're in the season of tabernacles, send them something. Somebody ought to bless God right there. I said somebody ought to bless God right there. Somebody ought to bless God. Somebody ought to bless God right there. For this day is holy unto our Lord. Neither be ye sorry. For the joy of the Lord is your strength. Where is the joy? Where is the joy? Where is the joy? I said, where is the joy? Where is the joy? Where is the joy? Where is the joy? When the blessings show up, you need joy to rejoice. So stop being weak. Which tells me that depression weakens you. Sorrow weakens you. But joy strengthens you. Mandolobo sandidiasa. Kondolobo sendiasa. So Sister Carol, happy up yourself. Be happy. Come on, tell your neighbor, put a smile on your face. Come on, take that hungry look off your face. Come. It is holy. So the Levite still all the people saying, hold your peace. Every sad face, every face that you don't see a smile on, nudge that person and said, hold your peace. For the day of the Lord is holy. Neither be ye grieved. I won't let you grieve me. Somebody shout, not today. I'm too busy preparing for a harvest. Lord, have mercy. Lord, my God, I praise you. And all the people went their way to eat. I'm going to dismiss you so you can go your way to eat. And all the people went their way to eat and to drink and to send portions and to make great myrrh. Because they had understanding. They had understood the words that were declared unto them. Don't worry about a thing. For every little thing is going to be all right. If you are sick, be happy. You will be healed. If you are broke, be happy. You will be rich. If you are weak, be happy. You will be made strong.
Thank you for joining God in the Raw Ministries. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Be sure to like, share, and subscribe. Partner with God in the Raw by calling 1-888-914-6346. Again, that number is 1-888-914-6346. And be a part of this magnificent movement. Until next time.